from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back. We're at Bowser Chevy here in Monroeville, Studio B. Studio they built just for us, and it's time to talk football. Yes, the Pirates somehow keep stealing headlines here, but Chris Hoke, Bob Pompiani are back in the home studio. So we got four, the fearsome foursome here. Start talking some football. Hokey, how are you, my friend? Long time no speak.
Man, I'm excited to be here, Starkey. It's fun to be, and I get all four of you guys, man. So it's a great day to kick off the 2024 campaign.
You could even say it's incrinculent if you wanted.
It's very incrinculent.
Thank you.
It's such a weird word, I can't even say it.
I want to be incrinculent.
Did you know that Bob commissioned a song about that word, Paul?
No, I did not know.
Yeah.
Can I find it on Apple
Limits,
Music?
Limits may be able to find it. Look in Horse's old folder.
We had it in there. Tim Stevens put it together, and he was brilliant. Enamored with the word, and he made a really nice song.
Absolutely brilliant. Listen. We could start with a lot of things here. Let's get right to the biggest story of all, and I don't think it's close. Is Russell Wilson still any good? Have they upgraded the quarterback position? Do you, Hokey, and I ask this respectfully, and it's an honest question, do you think that Russell Wilson will be better than what Mason Rudolph was late in the year for them?
You're putting me in the corner right away, man, with this Mason Rudolph question.
Yes, sir.
I thought Mason looked really good, right? He had that bad pick in the playoffs, but he was 3-0 in the final three games of the year, got him into the playoffs. And so I look at this thing. Let me answer the question this way. I think Russ Wilson is an upgrade from where Kenny Pickett was. I've watched him over training camp, watched him this week in practice. He throws a nice ball and throws it on time. He's professional. He gets in and out of the huddle. He does a great job of running that offense. I think he's just a pro's pro. I have not seen enough of him, Starkey, to answer your question. He's only played a few snaps in the preseason games. In that last game against the Lions, he played against the JV team in those couple drives that he had. So really, right now, like we've talked about in years past, September is our preseason. A lot of these teams keep their starters out. They don't play a lot of those guys. And so I think the story is still being written on Russ Wilson, but I'll tell you this. He throws a nice ball. He throws it on time. He's a great leader. I just want to see, is he going to be able to manipulate the pocket, get out of the pocket, step up into those open pass lanes and throw the ball? And I don't know if he can do that right now. So we'll find out.
So just to be clear, I should add on to that. You prefer him to the Justin Fields option, yes?
I think right now, yes. I want to see. I'm concerned about the offensive line and protecting him. And I feel like if he doesn't have protection from the offensive line and a clean pocket, he's going to struggle to step up and throw the football. I mean, he's 5'11". Looks shorter than that when you see him in person. He's got 6'5 guys in front of him. And if there's not a pocket that he can step up to and throw and they're not back in his hips, he may struggle.
Paul?
Well, no, one of the things about the quarterback spot, it's been so all-encompassing, Chris. Have we not talked nearly enough about the offensive line, a unit that is going to start the season with, and I've read this off a few times, I'll read it for you. They're going to start the season with a guy at left tackle who's been so mediocre, they've been trying to get rid of him since pretty much his first start. A guy at left guard who is a seventh-round pick making his second start, who played a total of two offensive snaps last year. A guy at center who is making his first career NFL start because he's a rookie. Pretty decent right guard who's been, you know, a solid veteran, has been sure around the 32, 33 games or whatever he started. And then a right tackle who's in his second year, who's better off at left tackle,
yeah,
and who didn't exactly look great in the preseason. I mean, isn't that the unit we should be most focused on?
There's no question about it. And I think how successful they are will dictate how successful Russ Wilson is at quarterback. And you're right. I, first of all, I want to talk about Dan Moore Jr. I think this narrative that he can't get it done. Listen, we've drafted two first-round draft picks. Those guys can't unseat him. So that's got to tell you something. Everybody wants to say, oh, when he leaves here when he's a free agent, he's going to make a ton of money. That tells you he's a good left tackle. Why is he mediocre? I think that's a narrative coming out of the South Side.
Does that tell you more about him or them?
I think a little bit of both.
That makes me worried about them. This guy gave up 56 pressures last year, Hokie.
Listen, he's done a good job. Have you heard his name at all in the preseason? Have you heard him giving up sacks?
Preseason doesn't really matter to me, honestly.
You go against guys. I mean, listen, why then we're judging Broderick Jones off the preseason. Why does it matter with him?
But
it
doesn't matter with Dan Moore. Because he's playing right tackle, and I think that's the whole point. These guys were drafted to play left tackle, and their upside should be higher. And no disrespect to Dan Moore. Yeah. I mean, he's fought them off. He's done a good job given what he is. And I think he's a good swing guy if he could swing over to the other side. Yeah. I don't know that he can.
Well, let me tell you this. If they were better than Dan Moore Jr., they'd be starting right now. Plain and simple.
But
they're first-round draft picks, so they're not better than him.
That should be alarming then.
Absolutely, because the reality is if they drafted them to beat out Dan Moore Jr., listen, when they came into camp, those two were rotating at right tackle. They were rotating at right tackle. They go out and rotate with Dan Moore Jr.? No. So, I mean, obviously, that he's better than they are right now. And
well,
there's
no question, but that should be alarming that you one guy you moved up in the draft to get in the first round, and the other guy you drafted in you have two first round picks,
yeah,
and they can't beat out the guy that you drafted them to beat out.
Yeah, I don't think he's any kind of slouch. I think that Dan Moore Jr. has risen to the occasion every time they've drafted someone. He's a competitor, and when there's competition, it brings the best out of people, and it's brought the best out of him. But I don't want to get totally fixated on that. But you look at the rest of the line. You know, I really like Zach Frazier. I think it's going to take him a couple games to get up to the speed of the game. But I don't think he lacks in toughness. I don't think he lacks in the smarts of the game. I think he has everything and all the makeup that you need to have to be a top-notch center in the NFL. So I'm really excited there. And you'll see him make some mistakes in this first couple games, the first month of the season. But you'll see him grow. I think he's that kind of football player. Of course, you talk about James Daniel. And then over there, Broderick Jones, the right tackle. You know, again, we were under-impressed in the preseason. And, could it be that it was a lack of an ability to play that position? Or at times I felt like I noticed as I watched that there was an uninterest, a disinterest in what was going on. Kind of like almost like he felt like he'd already arrived.
Let me ask you this. If Faltano is ready to play – if he's ready to play and he starts at right tackle,
yeah,
does that mean Broderick Jones does not play?
I, there's a good chance of that. I just don't know how you sit down Dan Moore Jr. Maybe you rotate Broderick Jones on the left to see how he does, but Dan Moore Jr., I think, is playing pretty good football. I mean, if you're going to go out and you're going to say, this guy's going to go out in the market and make $1 zillion when he leaves here, that tells you he's a pretty good football player. Why would they're not just going to pay a guy.
Well, Hokie, then why do they keep drafting left tackles? Why not just sign Dan Moore to a monster deal and then go take all the other positions you need, like wide receiver, corner, et cetera, et cetera?
It's a great question. And Coach Tomlin says, listen, we're always trying to replace you. And I think they for some reason, aren't enamored with Dan Moore Jr., but they're enamored enough not to sit him down and put those guys in there. I don't know, man. It's just one of those narratives that I just, for some reason, just doesn't work out for me. That I just look at it and go, I don't know if this makes sense. I think that he's going to hold the fort down there unless he really falls on his face.
Well, if that's the case, then they're probably going to end up keeping him, which means they'll have a first round pick not starting.
I think once he becomes a free agent, I think that they'll move them over. I don't know if they'll pay him $1 zillion. They got those two first round draft picks for the future. They don't want to pay him that kind of money. What's going to be interesting to me is when Fautanu becomes healthy, and we know that he practiced, this week limited. I really liked what I saw from Fautanu. I really liked his athletic ability. I thought he was really light on his feet. He moved well and did a good job in every situation. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, and it's going to be one of the things that we'll all be watching and talking about week after week.
Well, I just know that I think if Dan Moore is over there, then that's going to make the right tackle position questionable at best, because those guys are not natural right tackles. They may be able to pick it up, but again, if you're going to base anything on a preseason, I thought both had trouble at right tackle. Yeah. We saw a limited amount of Fautanu, but we saw a couple of sacks. We saw the same with Broderick Jones, and to your point, it looked like he was just either confused by it, not interested in it, whatever the case may be. That's not a good sign for right tackle, even if Dan Moore's okay at left tackle.
Yeah, it's concerning, absolutely. But I think now the regular season's coming in. Let's see what happens. If you remember when James Daniels first came to the Steelers, he struggled in the preseason. You guys remember that? And he said, guys, it's a preseason. I don't make my money in the preseason.
Yeah, I remember that.
I make my money in the regular season. Let's see what happens this Sunday against the Falcons, right? If he continues to play this way, Broderick Jones, then we got to be concerned. But if you remember last year, guys, when he came into the season and he finally came into the lineup and they made him a regular starter, the personality of this offensive line completely changed. And I expect that to be the same thing. Unfortunately, you don't want a guy to come out and be uninterested in the preseason. But if he comes out and has a different demeanor and his play is different in the regular season, then I think we'll see that he's the guy they thought he was.
Just to belabor the point here, because honestly, I think this is a huge issue going into game one and going into this season. If Broderick Jones is out there, based on what we saw in the preseason, I don't know if he's hurt or what, but if I'm the defensive coordinator, I'm circling him as somebody to attack. From your analysis, what's the problem here? He didn't just not play well. He got tossed around by an average pass rusher in the Buffalo game. Is he hurt? Is it technique? Is it – what is it with him?
Well, I think he's nursing an injury. Everybody knows he has that big brace on his elbow, on his right arm. But I think some of it was technique. If you watch those plays, he was high. He gave him his chest. He didn't have – and so it was kind of a laxed behavior. So that's why I think you're going to see a difference come week one. I think he has a lot to prove. I'm sure now he wants to go out and show everybody that he can play. And so – but if you ask me what went wrong, it was all of the above. I think that maybe a little bit banged up, and so he hasn't been able to get the reps. Some guys are reps guys, where you go out and you play, and you just need a lot of reps and practice. And so his timing wasn't down, his technique wasn't right, and you'll see a difference in the regular season. But again, I go back to this whole idea, guys, that the preseason really now very few guys plays. They don't get a lot of reps like they used to, and preseason is going to bleed into the first few weeks of September.
And that's not a good thing.
No, I think it's terrible, because what happens is you end up losing games.
Especially in this schedule, the way it is.
Yeah, yeah, especially when it's heavy, heavy back end. And I just think that what we see the first few weeks of the season isn't going to be who we're going to see in week 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the problem, though, I think, is early in the season you have a number of games that, you're trying – theoretically think you should be able to win. You want to compile a lot of wins, because the second half of the season gets rough.
Heavy.
That's kind of the issue, I think, in many ways.
Paul, I mean, how often do we sit here in December and say, doggone, if they would have won a game in week two, if they would have beat the Raiders, if they would have beat the Jags, you know, something like that, we'd be in the playoffs right now. Or we wouldn't be counting on someone else to lose so we can get in. These games are important. There's only 17 games. Every game, it's not like you have 82 games or you have 160-plus games. You got 17 games, and that, and I know it's stretched over 4 months, but every game counts.
Yeah, no question about
Especially now, the beginning, as you said, if they're sloppy play at the beginning and they find themselves, let's say, you know, 1-3 after four, even 2-2, I think you would want them to start 3-1 and get ahead up on this kind of schedule.
Sure. The reality is everybody's done it, right? Like the Lions didn't play their starters the whole time, whole preseason. So everybody's doing it. So it's going to be sloppy football for the first month. It's who plays the sloppiest is going to be the ones that don't do the best.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Ed Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And yes, we want you back after this to talk more Pittsburgh sports. This can be a very stressful time of year. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Great people are there, and it's really easy to set up an appointment. It's just smart. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Chris Hoke back in the studio, Super Bowl champion Chris Hoke, Bob Pompeiani with him. They're side by side right now in the studio. Paul and I are side by side out here at Studio B in Monroeville at Bowser Chevy Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll be back with Hokie in just a moment, and I want to go to the other side of the ball and ask him about a guy playing his position, his old position, who I think is going to be a breakout star this season. We'll see if Hokie agrees. We'll see how many wins he has pegged for the Steelers. That's coming up next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Paul and Joe out at Studio B in Monroeville. Hokie and Pomp, and you see them on KDK post games, don't you? They work wonderfully together. They're like Montana and Rice. Aren't you, Bob? Aren't you, Chris?
Montana you guys, and Rice.
Yes, sir. Montana. Rice, Kelly and Reed, Bradshaw, Swan and Stallworth, right, Bob?
Yes, sir. We have a lot to look forward to this year, and a lot of people after the game always very much interested in airing their opinions.
I love that
sometimes we
show.
Have to watch.
Pop loves it.
We
Pop
have to
loves
watch
those
this
phone
stuff.
Calls.
So do I, and I love the fact that Hokie simply says his honest opinion, what's on his mind.
He
it's
does
great
all
stuff.
The time.
And he'll be with us every Thursday. Is today Thursday?
Yes.
Every Thursday from 11 to noon. Hokie, let's go to the other side of the ball. I think Keanu Benton is a breakout star at your former position. Agree or disagree? And then if you could speak to the defensive line as a whole, because I am worried about the depth.
I wholeheartedly agree. I think Keanu Benton is going to be a stud. How you watch this guy, you know, he's rotating in right now with that. You have Larry Ogunjobi when they go to that nickel package, right, and Cam Hayward. But I think you're going to get a heavy dose of Keanu Benton in that nickel package when they pull the nose tackle out. But he'll be starting that nose tackle position. He's just strong and physical. Cam Hayward has taken him under his wing and really tried to teach him the way to play defensive line as a Pittsburgh Steeler, playing with great technique, great pad level, and great effort and energy. And you've seen that from him, and that's why you're seeing this guy. He's big and strong already and explosive. You've seen him blossom into the kind of D lineman he is. And I think you're going to see a huge jump this season from Keanu Benton. And I think as a whole, I'm not as worried about the defensive line as maybe you're saying here. You know, it's about health. It's about these guys staying healthy. And I think they've got what? They've kept more guys on the D line this year than I remember them doing in years and years and years. But they've got a lot of guys that can roll in there and keep guys fresh. And so I'm not as concerned as you are, Starkey.
Name one guy that you're satisfied that he's going to be a good player off the bench for them, because Loudermilk, Leal, they've done nothing so far.
I think Leal kind of had a pretty good preseason. I think he's towards the bottom. I think Dean Lowry, we just haven't seen enough of him. But these are all guys. I don't think they're out here butt kickers. Guys are going to go out and be a Keanu Benton, but they're guys that can come in and spell him and give you productive minutes. Productive snaps. I mean, of course, you want to highlight Keanu Benton. You want to highlight Cam Hayward. And Larry Ogunjobi, I would love to see more of Keanu Benton, even though Ogunjobi's good. Those are the two guys I want to see highlighted. But the other guys we're talking about, right, when you talk about Loudermilk, we talk about Leal, when you talk about Montrevious Adams makes plays, right? I mean, he'll come out, and he loves to get penetration. He gets upfield. He inverts the line of scrimmage. And so I think a lot of these guys have their different strengths. But I think overall, to me, I'm not as concerned as you are.
They made some – if you look at what they did at the inside linebacker right behind the defensive line, that probably is going to help the defensive line as well, right? I mean, I think those two units work together. But you bring in Patrick Queen, you add Peyton Wilson, and you get a Landon Roberts back. Now, all of a sudden, the interior of that defense – especially the interior of that front seven looks a whole lot better, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Paul, you're saying it, man. I mean, you watch Patrick Queen, man. He's fast. He plays sideline to sideline. He has a great feel for the game. You just watch him, and he's so athletic, and he's so fast. And I've watched him in preseason. I've watched him in practices. And he'll be flowing. He'll dip into it, and he'll be able to dip out of a gap and then fly down the line and make a tackle at the sideline. I mean, he's going to change this defense. And I know people are saying we're not looking for him to make big plays. He's just going to make big plays because that's what he does, right? He's athletic. He's in the right spot. He has a great feel for the game, high football IQ. So, to me, that is a huge addition to this defense this year. I'm hoping he can stay healthy because he's a guy that's going to be a difference maker.
You look at Patrick Queen. Have you seen enough that you think he's going to fit in with what they do?
Absolutely. I look at him a lot. Like, he's very athletic. So Ryan Shazier, very athletic. He's a guy who maybe can underplay a reach block and come back door and still get down the line because of his athletic ability and speed and still get back in the play. That's what Ryan Shazier did. Now, obviously, you'd rather him play over the top and make plays front side, but this is a guy who can play all different ways and really help this defense. And then in coverage, it's just his speed, athletic abilities, Paul, and all that he does is going to be a huge upgrade for this defense. And I'm excited to see him play and rep after rep in the regular season.
I think those guys are going to be good as a unit. I really do.
I do.
And you mentioned, I want to go back here, Montrevious Adams. I think people, you know, it's the same thing with Dan Moore. You know, he somehow, some way hangs around. When he first came here, I didn't think it was going to be a guy who would be here for 4 years. And he seems to contribute every time he goes in there.
He does. He does. And listen, Pomp, he plays a little bit of different technique than you were used to seeing as a Steeler. A lot of times he's a Keanu Benton. Keanu Benton's not out. He's out there taking on blocks, which is really great because with Keanu Benton and with Cam Hayward, they're taking on double teams and they're not being moved. It allows Patrick Queen. It allows Landon Roberts. It allows Peyton Wilson to flow and get to the ball and not get guys on him. And Montrevious Adams is a different type of player. He's a penetration type player. If you want to take on blockers, he's going to get knocked off the ball. He's not a big, stout guy. So if you watch him playing maybe I call it a plus technique where you take on the center, hold him, take on double teams, that's not his strength. His strength is quickness off the ball, penetrating, inverting the line of scrimmage, and making it difficult for a running back to run the ball downhill.
Personally, Hokie, I'd rather have a guy who takes on blockers at that position. But let's move on. Cam Hayward, at his age, coming off a couple of surgeries here, how much does he have left? What are those surgeries like? With that type of injury, did you go through that? And finally, his contract, all things Cam Hayward, in your opinion?
I think it's huge for the Steelers to lock him up. I mean, Cam Hayward right now is the face of the franchise. He's a team leader, and he's great in the locker room. Guys look up to him. He inspires a lot of people. I think that he will play well this year. I'm hoping he stays healthy. You know, when you get to this age, man, your body starts to break down. But I know he has a chip on his shoulder. I know that people have counted him out. I think he feels like people in that Southside facility have counted him out to a degree. The fans think that he may be not good enough. And Cam's a competitor. He's a firecracker, man. And this guy's going to get on the field. And if anything, he's going to make the run game better because he's going to command attention. He's going to command double teams. Again, that's going to allow Patrick Queen, Landon Roberts, and Peyton Wilson to run. So if anything, he's going to improve there. But I think he's motivated to get sacks to show that he can still rush the passer.
Paul?
Oh, I didn't know if it was
his turn. No, I'm sorry. Confusing situation.
It's a very confusing situation.
I see Bob trying to jump in. I can see that on the monitor here. Tried to jump in front of Paul.
I wasn't sure about, you know, we had that pregnant pause ahead, there, and I was like, okay.
Pregnant pause?
No, I want to ask you, okay, here's
a
question.
You guys are back.
Not that pause.
Say something.
Not a Paul pause.
Something, say something.
All right, here's something. The breakout player of the year. I think, Joe, you were, you know, talking about Keanu Benton. A lot of people think he is. On defense, who would it be for you, Chris? Because I think Keanu Benton is a candidate, but I also think I'm liking what I see from Corey Trice. And if I think he gets the kind of health that he needs to stay healthy throughout the course of the season, I think he could be a really, really good player for them.
I think two young guys that I'm really excited to see. Keanu Benton's number one. Number two, Peyton Wilson. I think you're going to see a heavy dose of Peyton Wilson early. He's a guy they really like. Again, big and physical. He's athletic. He can move. And so I think he's a guy that you're going to see really rise up this year and take a lot of snaps. And again, early, you're going to have to take your lumps, right? He's going to make some mistakes. That's what young guys do. Zach Frazier, make some mistakes. That's what young guys do. But they learn. These guys are mature players. They really like them. They're teachable. They're coachable. And they're humble and willing to go through the work. And I think you're going to see Peyton Wilson really come on this year as you get into the middle of the season and down the stretch.
Hokie, there seems to be a major split opinion. We have Super Bowl champion Chris Hoke back in the studio with Pomp. Paul and I out at Studio B, Bowser Chevy. You can stop by and say hello out here. That would be nice. A split opinion on Justin Fields, whether he should get some touches in this game, considering he has game-breaking ability with the ball in his hands as a runner. Others think, no, this guy, not only shouldn't he play, he won't touch the field at all in this game. Let me ask you a two-part question. Do you think he will play, and should he be in there for some touches?
I think it's a game time decision. I think it, depending on the situation of the game, what's the flow of the game, how the Steelers offense going. I don't think you just, it all depends on how that goes, Starkey. So if the offense is coming out and they're humming and Russ Wilson's playing well and he's in a groove, you don't want to mess that up. Yeah, but on the other hand, if the offense is sputtering and they're going three and out and they're going three and out and they get a first down and then they come out and you know and they get out on downs, then I think you're going to see Justin Fields to kind of mix it up. So I think they have a package for Justin Fields. There's no question about it. But I think the usage of that will depend on how the game unfolds and how this offense goes come that on Sunday.
Well, you know, the other question that we have on offense has been about who is on the other side from George Pickens. I don't know. Are you a believer in Van Jefferson?
I'm a believer in Pat Freiermuth. I think he's been underutilized. I think they're going to use him a lot. I believe that Russ Wilson likes to throw the ball to Pat Freiermuth. I think that Pat, you're going to see a heavy dose of him. So it's not just, okay, we don't have a second guy, a receiver. You know, when you have too many receivers, it's hard to get the ball to Pat Freiermuth, and he opens up the middle of the field. So I think you're going to see him getting the ball a lot more. But Van Jefferson, listen, this guy, he made some great catches. There was one catch he made on the sideline that I thought was really, really great that was contested that should have been challenged. And it was incomplete. If they would have challenged it, it would call it a completion. He's shown me in the preseason that he can do the job. So let's give him a chance. And this is kind of how an opportunity for a guy to break out. And that's how it happens a lot of times.
Man, you just got me thinking and starting to look up Russell Wilson with tight ends in the past. And guys like Gerald Everett caught 6 touchdowns. Then the year before that, his tight ends were Jacob Hollister, Will Disley. You remember him,
Bob?
Remember
Disley.
Disney, yeah. Disley. Seattle guy at one point. Well, I think.
Downs. So, yes, there's history there. I'm sorry, Bob. It's your turn.
No, well, we lost you there for a I wasn't sure what you were saying.
Yeah, what were you saying? Those three guys combined for 6 touchdowns?
Yeah, Will Disley and two. And a broken down Greg Olsen and some other guy I never heard of. They had, and then let alone when he had good tight ends in his past, he does apparently really like to go there. Go ahead.
One of the things I would say is that I would like to see them utilize the middle of the field, no matter who it is, but especially Freiermuth. I even think Darnell Washington's a guy, you know, and not often in a game, but just when you need it for whatever, he can make himself available and it's hard to tackle him. So they got to use that. But I want to see Russell Wilson has been adverse sometimes to going to the middle. He's going a lot to the sidelines. If you look at the videos over the last couple of years in Denver, a lot of his throws go that way. Yeah. And we saw that last year with Kenny Pickett when he was here.
I think that will be determined by the pocket. If you can't step up into a pocket and drive the ball, it's tough to throw the ball over the middle of the field. And so I think it's going to be determined by how Zach Frazier plays and James Daniel plays and how Spencer Johnson plays, or Spencer Spencer Anderson plays, and all these guys play across the board. We'll see how he uses the middle of the field. But I think Muth's going to be motivated. He wants to get a contract. Russ Wilson wants to, you know, show that he can still play this game at a high level. I think you're going to see him going to anywhere he can. Another guy that I'm interested to see is Connor Hayward. I've seen him make some great catches throughout practice and throughout the preseason. He's a great receiver, and he makes acrobatic catches at times, balls that are tough to be caught by a lot of people, and he makes them look routine. So I think you're going to see his catch count go up as well.
What I didn't add was way back when he had a real tight end in his time in Seattle. I'm going back to 2017. Listen to this, Bob. Jimmy Graham had 10 touchdowns that year. Luke Wilson and Nick Vinette, and even a guy named, what's the hell is this guy's name? Tanner McAvoy, they had 5 more touchdowns. So that's 15 touchdowns to the tight end that year, 3 of whom I've never heard of. But anyway, Hokie, we're running out of time here. And if Paul and Bob don't object, I want to engage you in a game of free association where you give answers of 1 word or 5 words or less. Well, we're running out of time. You ready?
I'm ready.
Steelers record this season?
8-9.
Holy bird milk. We've buried the lead here. You think this is Tomlin's first losing season? Free association's out the door. Why do you think that?
Well, I told Pomp, you know, before the show started, I went through the schedule and I marked win, loss. And listen, so many things can change, guys. I mean, we can come out and be blown away by the way Russ Wilson plays. You know, guys will get hurt late in the season. You can see Joe Burrow, who gets hurt quite a bit. You know, he's out of the game. A lot of things can change. Mahomes can get hurt. These are games that I think can be losses that completely be changed. But I think right now, looking at it, I think 8-9 with understanding that the NFL journey in a regular season is so unique. It's so crazy that a lot of things can change.
Paul, this is taking a turn. Please follow up.
Well, it absolutely has. I mean, 8-9.
Wow.
Did you get the indication in the first 45 minutes?
No, I heard optimism.
That he was going to pick 8-9?
This is incredulent. Follow up on it.
But you don't – well, I mean, obviously, I mean, the biggest thing with where I would see, again, and I know you and I didn't quite agree about Dan Moore, but where I would see this team could sort of unwind a little bit and maybe fall short is at receiver and offensive line. And what if Russ Wilson is a little bit cooked? That becomes a problem.
I think Russ Wilson's production is dependent upon how the offensive line plays. I really do.
And right now your view of the offensive line is what, at best?
I think they're at best right now because you got guys that's trying to work in positions. You got Spencer Anderson at left guard. He has no starts, has just a few snaps in the NFL, which doesn't mean he can't play. You have Zach Frazier, who has no starts in the NFL, but I think has a huge upside. And then, you know, Broderick Jones, where's he at? How is he going to play? I think there's a question mark there. So I think Russ Wilson rolls how this offensive line rolls, and that's huge.
But it sounds like, Hokie, that you mostly believe that it's going to be Tomlin's first losing season and their first losing season in, 18 years because of the schedule, which is historically brutal. Do I have that right?
It's brutal. Listen, I look at two. They've got to win the games that they're supposed to win. And listen, predictions are predictions, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you can throw all that crap out the window because you got to play football. But I look at this thing right now and I think, okay, independently, I went through every single game. I said win, loss. And
what do you have the first four, just out of curiosity?
I have a win at the Falcons, I have a loss at the Broncos, a win at home against the Chargers, and a loss at the Colts. I'm going 2-2.
So Bo Nix and Denver taking it out on former Bronco. Yeah.
Tough road game. I think it's tough to play at Mile High, and I don't call it Mile High anymore, but it's tough to play out there. And so I look at 2-2 coming out of the four games. And listen, again, my prediction is as good as your, Starkey. They all stink once the game gets going.
Speaking of bird milk, there are stories out there that we'll all be subsisting on pigeon milk in the next 20 years. And can you milk a bird, Hokie?
Can I milk a bird?
Is that possible?
In today's world, many people might think that, but I don't think so.
Back to free association, because there's so much still to ask. So five words or less, and if you got to go one word, go with it. You said Steelers 8-9. Who wins the AFC North?
Bengals.
Who wins the Super Bowl?
Chiefs.
Repeat.
Justin Fields will become the starter this season at some point, yes or no?
Yes. I think it's a long season. There could be an injury. I think, yes, there's a good chance.
If Russell's healthy, does he become the starter?
No.
Dan Moore plays the whole season at left tackle.
Yes.
Who gets more touches this year, assuming good health, Jalen or Najee?
Assuming good health?
Yeah.
Jalen.
Who's going to be the MVP of this defense? T.J. Watt, is that the automatic thing? Is he going to stay healthy?
Yeah, I think you can't go against – I think T.J. Watt, man, he's just a monster. And if he stays healthy, I don't think there's anybody that's got a chance to unseat him.
All right. Steelers, Falcons, give me a score and an MVP of the game, please.
I think that score – I picked the Steelers 20-17 and player of the game, George Pickens.
What concerns you? What position most about the Falcons?
I think that they got a rising star at running back. And if Kirk Cousins can throw the football and not turn it over. Listen, he's turned the ball over two times each game, two interceptions each time for the Steelers. He's 1-1 against the Steelers. If he doesn't turn the ball over and just get that ball to the Robinson, it could be tough. Because Robinson is not just a running back. Get the ball and run. He catches the ball in the backfield. Right. He's a dual threat.
That's why they took him eighth overall.
Yes, and so I think that's why Patrick Queen's going to be a huge pickup for the Steelers. I think he's going to be able to neutralize that a little bit But I think Robinson going from year one to year two is going to be a huge problem for the NFL.
Did you play in the legendary tie game with Michael Vick, the game that Joey Porter was unbelievable? What was that like?
It was wild because I think we had that we were blowing them out so bad that I think we kind of went to prevent and just thought this game's over. And it, like what happens to so many teams, you think that you got this game won, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're in a dogfight. And that's exactly what happened. And we just couldn't get the momentum back and ended up tying. Luckily, it wasn't a loss. It felt like a loss, though.
What was it like to play against Michael Vick in his prime?
Have you ever tried to catch a mouse? Not easy with your hands.
I'm looking at the balls.
Joe would run the other way, and I'd be right behind him.
Seriously, that's what it's like, man. He's right. I mean, it's so hard. He's so fast. And listen, I think Lamar Jackson's a little different because he's shifty. Michael Vick wasn't as shifty. He was just flat out fast. I think Lamar Jackson is more shifty and faster. It's incredible how fast he was and how challenging it was for a defense.
Holy horse follicles. I'm looking at the box score of that game, Hokie. Tommy Maddox threw for 473 yards and four touchdowns. Amos Zaraway ran 37 times for 123, and Plex caught 9 passes for 253. I'm going to look up your tackles if that's okay?
I don't know if I played much in that game.
Oh.
I was young. What year was that?
That was...
I played, but I don't know if I had a lot.
I don't know.
Listen, remember, we were nose tackles, man. We were just trying to take on blocks. I probably had
blockers. That's right. Chad Scott led your team with 9 tackles. Yeah, Lee Flowers Scott, had 6. Yeah.
Lee Flowers. I was young. Lee Flowers. You know,
Paper Champs.
Lethon Flowers. Remember
he
him?
Was great.
Yeah.
Of course.
He was intense, man. All those guys were characters.
Can anybody here name the Falcons leading rusher from that game? Bob? Paul? Chris?
Jamal Anderson.
Wrong. Paul?
The Falcons leading rusher?
Yes.
Jamal Anderson.
Wrong. Bob?
Jamal Anderson.
Wrong.
I don't even remember. Like, okay, who was it?
It was the little
Michael Vick.
Thunderbolt himself, Warrick Dunn. You should have done a better job on him. 20 carries for 129 yards.
Yeah, think about it. We played 5 quarters, though.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.